You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, you would expect that in this COVID economy, housing developers would be more constrained. But the news this morning is that housing starts in April fell by more than expected last month, a 30% drop. But let's go beneath the surface of this by turning to David Kelly, the chief global strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Dr. Kelly, welcome.
Good morning.
I mean, to the untrained eye, mine, these housing starts numbers look awful.
Well, they are a pretty significant drop, but I wouldn't be too worried about them. What we're seeing is mortgage applications to purchase, which were down about 35% at the worst of this just a few weeks ago. They're only about down about 10% right now. So that does suggest to me that the construction industry, that's one of those industries that could reopen with social distancing. I think it's going to do that. So I think when we look at these numbers in a few months, it'll actually look a good deal better than the numbers put out this morning.
I mean, it's all part of the grand debate that all countries are going through now about reopening, what pace versus the costs in terms of lives of reopening.
Well, yes. I mean, it's a trade-off. I mean, I remember on a much smaller scale many years ago, we raised the U.S. speed limit from 55 miles an hour to 65 miles an hour. And, you know, at the time, we knew that it was going to cost lives. But at the time, we also felt that trade-off was worth it. But this is a much bigger issue because we know that if we go back to normal, we will have a huge toll in terms of mortality and injury from this disease. But at the same time, we're doing a huge injury to our economy by social distancing. So I think ultimately we're going to have to work in this trade-off.
And just back to the metaphor for a second, I did see about a year ago, Consumer Reports calculated that 37,000 more people lost their lives because of the higher speed limit that policymakers adopted. Of course, you know, David, you could choose not to drive, or you could still choose to drive at 55 miles an hour. It doesn't guarantee your safety, but could help. I mean, you can't go too far with this.
Well, that survey was done over a 19-year period, so it's about 2,000 people per year, and it's obviously horrific and life-changing if that person was a member of your family. But of course, you could equally push the speed limit down to 45 miles an hour, or 35, or 25, and there's got to be a limit. The problem is, you know, I think each country, each person is drawing a different limit on what the trade-off is between their own safety and their economic and social well-being, and that's what's making this so difficult for everybody.
Now, the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, is fixing to make an appearance at the Senate Banking Committee any minute now. He's going to list everything he's doing to keep the economy going in the midst of the pandemic, according to his prepared remarks here. But is there much more he could do, David?
Well, I think the Fed's actually doing a very good job. The first thing is I think they're getting the messaging right. I think that Jay Powell is showing appropriate empathy for the situation that people are going through. I think he's showing determination to be there to support the economy with whatever is necessary. And he's showing some optimism that eventually we'll get past this. But the most important thing the Fed is doing right now is buying government bonds. I mean, they've got what's called QE infinity. They're basically buying as many government bonds as the Treasury is willing to issue. And that is allowing extraordinary fiscal expansion in Washington. So, yes, they're just lending, but by lending to the federal government, they're allowing the federal government to do extraordinary spending. And that does have the potential to sustain this economy through this terrible time, although we need to spend very wisely or more wisely if we're not going to have an enormous bill at the end of all of this.
Yeah, the hangover at the end of it. All right, David Kelly is chief global strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Always good to catch up on these matters.
Well, thanks.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.